Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 9 of the World of Goldcraft. I'm your host, Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I am here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. As usual, I'll go through my week in terms of goldmaking and talk about what's worked and what hasn't. And then I'll talk about what's happened with the game over the last week and a discussion point, but this week we'll essentially just smack the two last ones together and talk about BlizzCon, of course, because I'm now recording this on Sunday evening, and we've got all of the juicy BlizzCon news out of the way as the convention was held over the weekend. So that's what we'll be talking about, my thoughts on what was revealed and sort of whether or not it was what I expected. Obviously, we'll be focusing on the World of Warcraft news, as that's the game I'm playing at the moment. So, first things first, how did my week go? So this was the third week in a row where I managed to hit more than 2 million gold in sales on my challenge realm. So overall, like, I'd say it went really well. I ended up like losing 300k in liquid gold, or 300,000. But that's mostly because I decided to buy a single item level 390 mastery ring for 1 million gold. I'm hoping to flip it for about somewhere between 1.4 and 1.8 million is where I think I may be able to sell it. So that's a fun idea. I just had to pull the trigger when it popped up on the stream. It's still like the region market value is about 1.8 million on EU, so I think I should be able to sell it for a profit. We'll see how large the profit is though. So sales are going really well overall, like especially BFA BOEs. I got some juicy sales in some of my secondary realms as well. I've been focusing a bit more on them lately in terms of reposting and looking for BOE deals. And that's something I'll be focusing on quite a bit going into the, like, at least the next month, which is where I want to buy up BOEs. And then once 8.1 releases, I'll probably stop buying, especially the older BOEs, and just outside of like the absolute highest item level pieces, and just sell my stock as we approach the new raid release, which will be in January. So, and I've also finally managed to run out of Darkmoon decks, which I guess is fun. I definitely need to craft more. Luckily, I managed to hit Revered with the Tartalan Seekers for the Rank 3 recipe this week, so I can craft them a bit cheaper now. Don't have to mill as many herbs to get the Viridis and things, so that's really nice. I've also been experimenting with flask flipping for a while, and at this point, my conclusion is that it just doesn't work on my realm. So I'm just gonna sell the flasks I have, and I'm not gonna buy any more. It just doesn't look like it's working at all. I think I'm losing gold, or barely breaking even, and it just doesn't make sense to to continue the experiment. Augment rune flipping, on the other hand, looks like it's working quite well, or at least quite decently. I'm not selling that many because I'm not buying that many, but they're selling steadily. So I'll definitely write up a guide on that market fairly soon, because I think I've tested it enough to recommend it to other players. Other things that have worked out well for me is, of course, material flipping, which is like steady gold, steady easy gold for the entire expansion so far, and I expect it to be a thing for like the entire rest of the expansion as well. Also had very good success with blacksmithing lately. The 300 and 310 gear is selling very well. I'm making a large profit even at rank 1 and 2, and that's pretty great. So I'm going to keep pumping those out and buying Storm Silver whenever I can. Because it's definitely hard to keep up with demand in terms of spending the time I need to craft the pieces. So I think that's it for my week. So let's jump into this weekend, the discussion point for this week, which is going to be BlizzCon, and it's going to be all about what's happening with the game. So first things first, I haven't had time to watch all the panels, so I'm relying on a decent bit of on summaries and recaps online to figure out like what the main announcements were. So I may have missed some details. let me know if I have. So I'll get to them next week or some other time if there's anything big I've missed. But let's just recap like the biggest news from BlizzCon. Like the headline news is of course that they announced two new games, Warcraft 3, or new, maybe not completely new in the case of Warcraft 3 Reforged, which is going to be a remaster of Warcraft 3, and they announced the Diablo mobile game, Diablo Immortal. So I imagine that a lot of WoW players will be considering buying Warcraft 3 Reforged. That's certainly the case for me. I assume that anyone who's like a Blizzard fanboy and is around my age will probably have been cutting their teeth on Warcraft 3 before World of Warcraft was even announced. And I know I have spent countless hours in that game, especially playing like custom maps on LAN. I think it's really fun that they're bringing it back. I think with like modern multiplayer tools, I think it can actually be pretty popular. And I think a lot of Warcraft players or World of Warcraft players will be looking to buy the game, probably with tokens if they can afford it. So this might, I think it's a game that definitely will drive up token demand once they like release the pre-purchase, which... Oh, the pre-purchase is actually live right now, so who knows. The price, it doesn't look like the prices have gone up too much, but we'll see. The Spoils of War edition even comes with a World of Warcraft mount, so and there's obvious overlap between the games, and sort of the people who are interested in Warcraft are going to be interested in Warcraft 3 Reforged. But it is a different game from World of Warcraft, so like... It may impact the token prices, but outside of that, like, it's not gonna be a huge deal, except that it's probably gonna be fun to play, especially if you enjoyed the original. So I think it's gonna be awesome, and I hope that the custom maps are as good as they were in Warcraft 3. So let's look at what they announced for World of Warcraft, which is what we're all playing, what we all care about at the moment. They didn't add like a lot of news on professions, which was sort of what I expected. It's not like something they usually talk a lot about. What we did get news about was WoW Classic, of course, which is like one of the big hype, probably the biggest hype vehicle for like World of Warcraft at the moment is definitely Classic. It's coming out next summer, and it's going to be included in your World of Warcraft, the regular World of Warcraft subscription, which is something I think is really good. Depending on the pricing, or I don't know if they're going to sell a standalone subscription for WoW Classic or if it's just going to be included in a WoW subscription. Either way, like this will make tokens more valuable. It'll probably increase the subscriber counts for WoW, but whether or not it actually increases like the active player base for retail WoW, it's something we'll have to see. I think it's great that it's the same subscription, because it means that both communities or both games can essentially share the same player base, and you'll get hopefully players who you want come back for Classic, maybe they'll check out retail, and you'll get the other effect, which will, I think, will help make both games or both versions of World of Warcraft a bigger success. I'm definitely excited to try out Classic. We'll see what I definitely want to try my hand at gold making Classic when it releases. A lot of players are saying that it's going to be like the only way to make gold in Classic is farming, but I don't think it is. I think crafting is going to be really profitable. Obviously, you will be making much smaller amounts of gold. You'll probably, some markets, you'll probably just be making silvers. But getting rich from other players will always be like a thing. Players will always be willing to to pay for convenience, regardless of how much gold they have. So I think it's going to be really exciting. I have some ideas about what I think will work well in Classic, and I think it's going to be fun to test them out once we get there. I did test the what's it called, the demo, like just for a very small amount of time. Yeah, it's looking like Classic, definitely a very different game to World of Warcraft retail, that's for sure. And it's sort of interesting to see how many quality of life systems have been changed, including or changed dramatically, including like the quest system, which is pretty massive, to be honest. So that's it for like the headline news, but now we'll focus a bit more on what's coming in Battle for Azeroth throughout the next content patches that are coming. So of course we have patch 8.1, which is Tides of Vengeance, that has an official release date on December 11th, which is in about a month. And then the new raid, Siege of the Zarlar, is opening in January, which is pretty much what I thought would happen, because that's the timeline they had in Legion, with a raid opening just after Christmas, because they're not going to open the raid just before Christmas. Because players are, with their families, are celebrating the holidays rather than playing the game, which makes it a really bad time to add this sort of content to the game. So 8.1 is mostly going to be like a content patch, as opposed to a patch that adds a lot of new features. The only new feature I've seen on the patch is the new assaults, which are related to the war campaign. I've only like barely read about them, but it seems they're focused on adding some more world PvP with some like incentives to engage in it. I think it could be fun. I think it's pretty sad that world PvP hasn't had a bigger focus in BFA. They're also adding a new war front, a new raid, new expeditions, and some system updates, including changes to Azerite, some alt reputation quality of life changes, which I think is going to be good, especially for those of us who are leveling alt armies. It will make it easier to level up your reputation on your alts. If it requires exalted, then I'll have to do some work on my warrior again, though, because I'm not exalted with any of the reputations yet. And they're also improving the emissary rewards, which I hadn't delved into exactly what that means. So as I said, the patch doesn't bring a lot of new functionality, but it's like it's adding content. It's changing some of the core systems that people aren't happy with, especially Azerite. Which hopefully will bring some players back and keep the players who are playing, so we have a larger market to cater to when we're crafting or flipping. So there are also some new crafting recipes that have been data mined and that are available on the PDR, which I think will sell really well, because the gear on... The gear on... the live gear right now, the item level 350, 310 gear, is selling really well, so I expect us to see the same with the new 325, 340 gear that's going to be craftable. Definitely, you'll need a lot of Expulsum to get into this market, and you'll need Marks of Honor if you want to get the high rank recipes, which could be more necessary this time, but we'll see. Like, overall, I don't think a lot of profession-focused players will have the Marks of Honor necessary. But if you have the time, definitely go farm Marks of Honor. It's going to give you a decent leg up on the competition if you have them all ready to buy out the recipes as soon as the expansion or the patch drops. So that's my number one tip for you. So that's sort of what we're getting in 8.1. Like, we're getting new recipes, but not a lot of other things. Blizzard also shared some news of what they're planning for some further sets of content patches. And a lot of this is something that's a lot more interesting to me, and I think they're going to be more interesting in terms of driving player behavior to the kind of things that make us gold. Which is really great. So this includes new allied races with the Kul Tiran humans and the Sandalari trolls. The Sandalari trolls even have a gold-making related racial that increases their raw gold drops from mobs. Like, I don't expect this to be like a massive benefit, but if you are running multi-boxing teams or like farming, it'll certainly like add a small bit of gold to your farming routine. I don't think it'll be worth it to like race changer or whatever, but if you're planning to level on alt for gold making or farming related purposes, I think you definitely want to go with the Sandalari troll for that if you are horde. The bigger thing here is that new races means that players will be leveling more alts to take advantage of the new race, and that means that you have more characters to sell stuff to, such as bags and crafted armor, so that they can quickly get their character geared and up to speed. And that's really good, because new characters, that's some of our players are really willing to spend gold to skip doing content they've already done before. They don't like doing that. So any content that increases the chance the players will be creating alts is really good for us. So that's something. They will also add some profession related quest lines with the new items called Tools of the Trade that you can craft, where the Tools of the Trade has some form of a unique effect. Like the effects they shared, some of them were related to like outdoor combat efficiency, world questing, etc. And some of them were more like profession related with a chance, various activities that give you access to materials or improves your crafts in some way. Overall, I think they're like a step in the right direction, but I felt that some of the effects were a bit bland. But at least they're giving some sort of unique benefit to each profession, which is, I think, is good, because that's something that's really been lost in the game lately, where there's like nothing from professions outside of the ability to craft items. Whereas in older expansions, you add stuff like you could add sockets to your own gear, and etc., etc. So I think that's good. We also have the next big concept patch with a focus on Ashara. And new zones with a new Karazhan-style mega dungeon planned, and the Brawler's Guild will be making a return, which means a lot of new different endgame content for players. I think that's good. A lot of these things will add things that players can focus on and spend time on and can enjoy, which will probably make players return or keep their subscription going for longer. Which is obviously good, because if you want to make gold in World of Warcraft, or if you even just want to have fun in World of Warcraft, you want them to make as good and as varied content for you as possible. So like overall, I like most of these news. I think they seem to be targeting a lot of the major criticisms of BFA. I'd want a bit more focus on professions, but that's just me, because that's pretty much the only part of the game that I partake actively in at the moment. But we'll see. One of the things that's going to be really important for the game is, of course, the Azerite rework and improvement that's coming in 8.1, because a lot of players have been really vocally unhappy about the Azerite system. So hopefully that targets some of the major complaints and will make players more happy. Like, players hated the legendaries and Legion at the beginning, but at the end they were pretty happy with how the system worked. It added some depth and some interesting playstyle changes to your characters, which was fun. I hope that they manage something similar with Azerite armor, but we'll see. They also seem to be overall making alts more appealing, which is obviously, as I said, really great for gold makers. More characters means more characters to sell to, which is what we definitely want. Gearing alts is like one of the areas where players are the most willing to spend gold, so that's really good for us. So I think I'm excited for the WoW-related news and for Warcraft 3 Remastered. I don't particularly care for mobile games, so the Diablo announcement is like pretty whatever for me personally. So that's it. I hope I didn't miss anything. If I do, let me know in the comments or on Twitter at LazyGoldMaker. If you enjoy the show and want more content, you can read all about gold making on my blog at thelazygoldmaker.com. If you want to support the show, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker, and you'll get early access to all of the episodes. You'll get them on Sundays rather than on Wednesdays, which is when they release publicly. So I hope you enjoyed the show. Good evening, Azeroth.